documents, and this is reading concordances in the 21st century, which of course is quite a mouthful to spell out every single time. That's why we have settled on RC21. And what we want to do in this talk is to introduce you to some core strategies that can be used to analyze concordances, which you can think of as basically a corpus query result presented in a particular manner. We'll be showing you and introducing you to some concordances to read throughout this talk. And as Marianne has already introduced, this will be supported with the tool that is being developed in the course of this project. Here we'll be focusing on a running example, which is a case study from a case study in body part nouns in 19th century novels. And in this particular talk, we'll be focusing on the word form hands in novels by Charles Dickens. Now, before we tell you more about this, we would like you to read concordances. So if you haven't seen a concordance before, this is basically what it is. And I would ask you just to take a look at this and to see whether you can see anything about how Dickens is using the word hands in this context, if there's anything you pick up on. There's really no right or wrong answers. I just want to collect a few impressions.
Maybe where the hands are, like in his pockets or behind, so the direction. I don't know if the direction is the word in English.
Very good. Thank you very much. So we've already collected a number of things that we will come back to throughout the talk. And as I say, there's really no correct or incorrect answers here. But I hope that you get an impression, okay, there are some things we can pick up on quite intuitively here without really having any particular background, without knowing the novels necessarily. Of course, we could just go ahead and read the entire concordance. You might be wondering, oh, what's the point? Well, maybe just read through the novels at that point, which of course in the case of Charles Dickens we could actually do. However, there are some issues with this, so it doesn't scale well, obviously. As we move to a larger corpus, we actually need some other strategy to identify patterns. And also, not all patterns are obvious. And what I showed you right now is also not just a random instance of lines that you happen to stumble across while opening your corpus, but it was after applying a very dedicated algorithm that we actually identify these. And even then, you can see it's not as immediately obvious what we're looking for. So we actually need some strategies to go about this more systematically, which basically boil down to rearranging the concordance lines in different ways. We have an inventory of strategies shown here, and we'll show you a few of them in applied examples later on. But before that, yeah. Sasha will introduce
and,
you to Lexicon.
Okay. And in order to work with concordances, we are developing a Python library called Lexicon, which obviously comes from flexible concordancing. And we want to create a Python library that would support concordance reading and make it reproducible, accountable, transparent, and flexible. You see that these epithets, they're actually very, very important for our purposes because we want to make concordance reading a science. We want to make it, want to supply the researchers with proper tools. And we know that we actually are going a bit against the trend here because people nowadays are more fascinated by large language models and ChatGPT, where you just input your concordance and ask it to analyze it and to spit out the result. No, that's not what we actually want to achieve. We want concordance reading to be a scientific procedure where every single individual step is clearly documented, where we can trace what the researchers have done with their concordance and how they have arrived at the results using understandable and clearly documented algorithms. And this is the aim of our Plexiconc Python library that will be used for reading concordances. I must stop here and warn you a little bit about what our Plexiconc actually is not. So it is not a corpus management tool as a whole. As our project is focused on reading concordances, we do not do many things that belong to corpus linguistics, like collocation analysis or keyword analysis. This is outside the scope of our project. We are really focused on providing researchers with readable and interpretable concordances, so do not expect like collocations coming out from our tool, from our library. So all this is should be done outside, and also visualization and quantitative analysis is also something that is supposed to be handled outside of Plexiconc by a host app that uses it as a module. And another thing I want to warn you about is that it is work in progress. So for those of you who use Python, you can see no link here on the screen. And if you try typing like something like PIP install Plexiconc, you will get nothing for the time being. Even though, if you are technically advanced, you will be able to get a link to the current development version from the Jupyter notebook I'm going to show a little bit later. But still, I think that the time has not yet come for this library to be distributed completely to everyone. So we hope we will be able to present it properly in March at our final end of project symposium. Please stay tuned. And however, today we are going to show how one can analyze concordances using Plexiconc and how this actually is implemented and how this is different from reading concordances in other tools. So what happens when we read concordances in Plexiconc? So we start with a host app, which is a corpus management tool, some tool like Corpus Workbench or Click, which you're probably acquainted with, or Sketch Engine, and so forth. So there is some tool, some corpus management tool, which provides a corpus and where we get a concordance from, and then we start working with it. Then we apply algorithms or algorithm combinations to this concordance. And the important thing is that when researchers read concordances, when researchers work with concordances, they try out different things. And normally when you read a research paper, you only get the fanciest ones documented. But what we want to show is that actually all steps in reading concordances are important, both intermediate steps and failures. They are equally important as the resulting fancy steps where we get final results. For this reason, we store the history of algorithm application as an analysis tree. So we introduce a tree-like structure, you will see it very soon, where we store every single algorithm or algorithm combination that has been applied, and we store their parameters also. And the results of algorithm application, so-called concordance views, can be sent to the host app to be visualized. We will develop a small demonstrator app. For the time being, we are using NewPython notebooks to visualize things. And this is something I'm going to show you now with the hands example. And if you are interested, you might want to scan this QR code, and there you will see the notebook as a whole with everything that we have done with the hands example. But please don't read it through right away, because it contains spoilers. We'll know what will come out at the end. Here is actually the beginning. So we import the Flexiconc library, and then we create a concordance object. Here you see this concordance object, which will be called hands non-quotes, and then we apply a function to retrieve all examples from the narrative sections of Dickens's novels from the Click corpus. The narrative sections are what we call non-quotes because we assume that that language in quotation marks, direct speech, is different, as previous research has shown. And here is this concordance, which contains 2,251 lines, and then we want to have a look at it, right? And here is the tree. Well, you probably can't see anything. Very small. Sorry about that. But you can see this query, which is the root of the tree. And you can see this node, which is a leaf of the tree, which has something like order sort by corpus position. So the root node of the tree is the query hands, and then we visualize it as a concordance view where all concordance lines are ordered by their corpus position, by the position where they occur in their original corpus. This is absolutely trivial, I know, but there's something we always start with, and this is what it looks like. So you can see 12 concordance lines here, and you can see that they all come from the same novel, from Bleak House, because it is the first novel alphabetically. The name starts with B. So we do not want to concentrate on these examples. And the next thing we would like to do is to look at a random sample of lines. And here our tree continues growing. So we perform a selection operation. Namely, we select 30 random concordance lines to look at and to analyze them in more detail. Well, here I only have 12 of them to be shown on screen, but anyway. And then these concordance lines are ordered randomly. So this is once again a leaf node in this tree. So we can see this fancy leaf icon here for the leaf nodes, for the nodes we can actually see. And you see that these are two of the concordance reading strategies. So we select subsets of concordance lines and we reorder them. And here is a random sample. And this random sample looks much more balanced in terms of books where it comes from. And now if we try to find some patterns in there, we might want to sort it in a different way. So we add one more leaf node here. And here we sort it by the first word to the left. Both, her, his. And here comes the first observation that we can make here, that the word hands is most often preceded by a possessive pronoun. And this is something that is very clearly observable once we perform this sorting, once we create this concordance view. at this leaf node in our tree, and here we can document where this finding becomes obvious. As you can see here, we have already five nodes in the tree. Most of them are extremely trivial. So I'm now giving the floor to Nathan, who will introduce some non-trivial things to you.
Thank you. So you might have been, as Sasha just said, we can see a few things by just sorting the entire concordance randomly, right? We can see some of those things similar to what you pointed out in the beginning. There are possessive pronouns happening. So it's not like it's useless to do this, but also it's kind of difficult to identify any more sophisticated patterns unless we apply a specific strategy. So the starting point noted here is basically the result of that is the concordance that we showed you right in the beginning, where all of you already picked up on a few more specific patterns. And this is because we were looking at a very carefully selected sample here, which was lines containing hands, which also contained at least four occurrences of the words listed here, and her, him, his pockets rubbing, said, shook with. Now you might be wondering why on earth, how on earth did we come up with this? Basically, we calculated collocates of hands, but rather than calculating them on the entire corpus, we compared the narrative passages to the quotes. So basically, you can think of these words as being significantly more frequent in combination with hands in the non-quotes than they are in the quotes. So these are kind of characteristics, statistically speaking, for the use of hands in this particular context. And in flexiconc terms, what we did was, in order to create that concordance, was to rank the lines, the overall concordance, by the number of occurrences, by the number of matches for this regular expression, if you will, and select all of those that have a minimum of four occurrences. Now, this is not something we came up with for this project. There are similar algorithms around. So this particular one is basically a version of the quick grouper that is implemented in Qlik. However, in Flexiconc, we are more flexible regarding the window size, so we can specify what maximum distance we allow from hands these words to occur, and I'll show you an example of that, how that can be useful later on. We can also, for instance, choose to count on types versus tokens, so do we want to count each match of rubbing as its own thing, or do we say, okay, rubbing has occurred one time, every other occurrence doesn't count here. And then, as we did here, we can combine these various operations, so ranking and selecting together, and then apply further algorithms to that selection to really focus in on this particular context. This is what it looks like in the notebook. Again, not nicely visible, but what you can see is you add a node as an object to the concordance, and we specify the two algorithms order, so the ranking and the select, and you can see we have a number of parameters that you can flexibly choose from and apply to your needs. Next, you might be interested, so if you people have already picked up on this, right, we have some things happening right beforehand, so what we can call the left context, so basically, one way to explore this is to generate trigrams, something, something, hands, and then arrange them by frequency. And this is also something implemented in Flexiconc directly, which we call a partition algorithm, where we can group lines by n-gram patterns, so in this case, trigrams, and then automatically sort the output by frequency. Again, this is not something we invented from scratch, so anyone familiar with AntConc might have come across this, maybe even unknowingly, because in AntConc, this is just something that is by default applied in certain settings. However, in this implementation of Flexiconc, we're flexible regarding the n-gram size, so we could choose to look at 5 grams or any number of combinations that make sense for our context, and we have this as an explicit algorithm that we can control rather than kind of this implicit sorting operation. So what do we see there? Well, the most frequent pattern at 32 times in this concordance is with his hands. Now, this is the most frequent trigram by far, and it's almost exclusively followed by in his pockets. So those of you who listened carefully in the very first talk today might be experiencing some recognition, which of course is entirely coincidental. And by the way, we do get some variation here as well. So it's not only with his hands in his pockets, with his hands behind him is another thing that occurs repeatedly. Then you can see the next trigram is significantly less frequent, 7 occurrences, rubbing his hands, which also seems to be part of a more complex pattern. So it's followed usually by a prepositional phrase that specifies some kind of emotion that is happening while he's rubbing his hands. So he's rubbing his hands because he's ecstatic or satisfied or whatever. Now, as we've noted a few times already, and her hands is a lot less common, so it's kind of difficult from this to see, well, what are female characters doing with their hands, if anything, right? We had one good observation earlier on that, yes, if they are mentioned, they seem to be in relation to a male character, which again you might recognize from the first talk. But of course we can apply a dedicated strategy again to actually focus in on those occurrences, and we find confirmed, yes, her hands tend to be upon his arm, upon his shoulders, on his knee, and all that kind of stuff. And as the final, somewhat more complex example, we were interested in how a hands used in relation to other body parts, because quite often it's not only hands, but several parts of the body are mentioned in this context. So we did this by applying basically the same kind of algorithm that we used earlier on for the collocates, so the and, his, her, him rubbing stuff, but instead we passed this list of, well, body parts, body part nouns. And because FlexiConc allows for this flexible setting of parameters, we could easily specify that, well, in this particular instance, we want a larger context window. So we want to allow for the body part nouns to occur at a larger distance from the word hands, because we assumed, well, people might be engaging in some kind of more elaborate description that just uses up more words. So we set the window size to 10 tokens to the left and to the right, rather than 5 as we did before. And this could just easily be done by replacing the number. We also decided to count on tokens rather than types, so that each occurrence of, say, finger would be counted separately. And the nice thing, an aspect that we haven't really mentioned before, is that because the analysis tree tracks all of these steps that we've previously applied, we can also navigate the tree quite easily to then apply algorithms to some other position. And this is really something, if you've kind of intuitively gone through all of the concordances, it would be very difficult to kind of go back to a specific step in your analysis if you just did this by clicking around as would be the case in most corpus tools. So what we can do with this is to apply this ranking algorithm to two different parts of the analysis tree that we have so far. So in the first scenario, we applied it to the subset that we started, the talk with. So basically, all of the lines that also contain at least 4 instances of and, her, him, and so on. So in FlexiConc terms, this would be a rank and select followed by another ranking algorithm. And what we tend to get here are examples like the one you see here. So basically, we get kind of interpersonal relations that are quite intense between two characters, usually male and female, kind of doing stuff, in this case, Ada having her hands on his arm again and shaking her head. So her body parts are really used as accompanying this kind of intense situation. Whereas if we apply to the overall context, just all of the mentions of hands outside of quotes, well, we get all of the ones above as well, because they're just this more specific subset of the overall concordance. But we also get these very elaborate person descriptions that refer to somebody's appearance. So in this case, this maybe not very gratifying description of someone having large bones, large features, large feet and hands, large eyes and no hair. And again, coincidentally, we see there seems to be some other pattern going on here as well. So again, this is a bit difficult to see, but just so you get an impression of the overall tree representation, so what did we end up with after these steps? And the one thing you might be able to see is the indentation that represents, well, which specific node in the tree so far was the next algorithm applied to. So that also lets you track quite visually what your steps in the process are, specifically the two ranking algorithms that I showed you on the previous slide. So number 10 is the first one to the more restricted context, and so it's indented further to the right, whereas node 11 was applied to the original query of hands. Okay, so we have a few conclusion slides. On a content-based note, we can say, well, the mentions, hands are mentioned much more frequently for male characters than female characters. This is also true for other body parts. I think it's just a feature of men being mentioned more than women. Men's hands tend to be described in relation to the characters themselves, so they're behind him or in his pockets. Whereas women's hands are, again, described as being positioned in relation to men upon his arm or covering her face in some kind of, or also you get clasping her hands in some kind of intense, anxious mode. On a grammatical note, we could kind of see that there were a lot of with and in constructions accompanying the mention of hands, which we could interpret as hand movements and their positions being something that is described as accompanying something else. So he's doing something with his hands in his pockets. It's not really about the hands are just underlining whatever else is happening in that moment, which is often speech emotions, very explicit. Showing and telling of emotions in a way, and then the physical descriptions.
And now a couple of concluding remarks on Flexiconc. So it might seem a bit tedious, we know, we have seen these long examples, these long queries, but it is important that using our tool for research documentation allows us to lay out all research steps very, very clearly. And it is very easy to reproduce a study with other queries or other corpora, so we can simply replace hands with eyes in our notebook and you will get a similar study, which would be absolutely impossible otherwise. And of course, Flexiconc can be incorporated into what you see is what you get concordancing tools to make it a bit more user-friendly. And the most important thing about Flexiconc are the algorithms, which are very, very flexible. So we have shown that our quick grouper is much more flexible than the quick grouper in Click. We have shown that our quick patterns are much more flexible than quick patterns in AntConc. And actually, this is something that we find really important, that because setting the parameters might be very, very useful for research purposes. And of course, we are open to implementing new algorithms. So your suggestions about concordance reading algorithms that are to be that need to be implemented in Flexiconc are also very, very welcome. Well, that's basically it. And here is one more concordance. Thank you.